May I speak in the name of God,
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please do sit down and make yourself comfortable. Well, in this morning's gospel that Elizabeth has just read, we meet a Pharisee, a man obsessed by his own worthiness, who is contrasted with a tax collector who humbly asks God for mercy. I suppose the irony is that the Pharisee is right. It doesn't happen very often with Jesus' interaction with the Pharisees, but this one is actually proved right. Today is a rare occasion when a Pharisee is correct. The Pharisee is not like the other people he mentions. In every possible way, he is righteous according to the law. And so, he is not like the thieves, rogues, adulterers, or tax collectors to whom he compares himself. He is different. But, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, that is not the problem. The problem is simply that because he has established his righteousness himself, he does not need God. This is why Luke describes Jesus' audience as those who trusted in themselves that they were righteous. The problem isn't that any of them are doing anything wrong. Undoubtedly, they are doing much that is right. But for just that reason, they believe that they have no particular need for anything from God, except to affirm and bless their righteousness. Which leads to the second problem. The Pharisee not only uses the law to describe what he should do, fast, pray, give a portion of his income away, but he also uses it to define who he is and who others are as well. So while he sees that he is different from the others he mentions, he cannot imagine that he is also like them. Like them in a shared humanity. Like them in a mutual need. Like them with a shared dependence for God's mercy and grace. And so all he can do is despise others that are different to him. And this is where the tax collector gets it right. He knows his need of God. He knows his failing, his weakness. He knows his absolute dependence on God for all things, including the gift of mercy. And so that's what he asks for. Just that, he asks for mercy. He doesn't pledge to amend his ways. He doesn't vow to leave his profession and stop being a tax collector. He doesn't, in any strict sense of the word, repent. He just asks for mercy. He knows full well his human failings and his absolute need. So he is aware of his need and dependence on God for his mercy and grace. And that finally seems to be only two things to separate the two. One doesn't need God, and so while righteous according to his own deeds and use of the law, he is not justified. That is, stands in a right relationship with God. While the other knows his need, asks for mercy, and is therefore justified by God. Now today, baptism is all about acknowledging our need for God. That's why Helen and Paul have brought Leo here today to be baptized. They are acknowledging that they want God in Leo's life. They know Leo will need God, maybe not today, while he had loving parents, but in the future, certainly will need God. Leo is, at this stage, not able to ask God for help at this moment in time. But there will come a time, as Leo grows older, when he'll be able to make decisions for himself. And we hope that that decision will be to have God in his life. God loves Leo and wants the best for him. Leo, like all of us, will have to admit that we need God's mercy, like the tax collector. love. And this means we can share in God's love with others. We're reminded of the other of this when he is given a lighted candle. And also we're going to relight Isabella's candle when she was baptized. And that will remind both of them and all of us here that we are called to be a light in the world. Jesus was once said, I am the light of the world. And now we are called to share in his light. We are called to share in Jesus' light with all those whom we meet as we go through this life. And that's not just for Leo and Isabella, but that's also for all of us here as well. I wonder today, who can you share Jesus' love with? Think about that. Could it be someone that you see all the time, someone at home? Could it be someone you bump into the street or you work with? Who can you share God's light with at this time? So, as we prepare to baptize Leo, we're reminded of our own baptismal promises and our own love from God. We are all special. And that's why I love baptism, because we're all reminded of how much God loves us. Although Leo is being baptized today, we're all reminded that we are all special in God's heart and God's mind. We are all part of one family. So, as I said earlier, do think that you can share that light and love with this day.